Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. G'day, Darren Mitchell here, and you're listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. Welcome back. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome aboard. Great to have you listening in, and hopefully what I talk about is going to be of value to you as you embark on your quest to become an exceptional sales leader, but also helping your team extract the potential and get better at what they do as well, so that their results that they deliver to you and the business can be sustainable. And if you're a return listener, as always, greatly appreciate you jumping on board, and hopefully I continue to provide value that you're using these tips and tricks and techniques, and that it can be implemented in your day-to-day activities around sales leadership, and that you can move closer and closer to being that exceptional sales leader. So in today's episode, I want to touch a little bit more about, we talked yesterday about self-leadership and how important it is for us. If we are going to lead others and lead others effectively, then we need to learn how to lead ourselves first. So I'm not going to go over the stuff we talked about yesterday, but one of the things I'm noticing in today's, well, not so much today's society, but the situations that are happening, particularly in Victoria here, where the state government has extended, I guess, lockdowns for a further few weeks around the COVID restrictions, which is making it really, really difficult for people to, I guess, get back to some normality, whatever that's gonna look like and sound like in the future. But there's a continuing level of frustration that's existing across multiple different sectors, and a lot of business people that are really struggling with what this is all meaning and how we're going to get back to some level of business and get back on track. And so for a leader, it's really important that we continue to create the example and be the example to our team, so that we can lead them into, I guess, the uncharted waters that we're still in, but hopefully lead them out of the uncharted waters with a level of certainty that will enable our team to create, I guess, some, not so much just some activities, but ultimately get some achievements on the board that gives them confidence to continue to go. Now, one of the things that we need to continue to be focused on, certainly as leaders, and this comes back to, I guess, self-leadership, is our moods and the examples that we're sending, and the, I guess, the vibes we're sending out and the impressions we're creating based on the mood that we are in. Now, just over a week ago, I shared a post on LinkedIn that had an extraordinary number of views, which I was really pleased about. Quite surprised, actually, that I got so many views based on the topic, because it wasn't necessarily geared around leadership, but it was actually really meaningful. And obviously, it struck a chord with a lot of people out there, hence the number of views that it got, and also a number of comments and likes. And it was about how do we as individuals focus on boosting our mood and doing it really quickly. And you'll find yourself in situations, and it could be a customer that's done you wrong, a customer that's done something completely different to what they say they were going to do. They've let you down. It could be a team member, could be anybody that has the capacity to knock us off our axis and change our mood. And as we all know, we can all either react to things and be external and externalize and blame situations and everything for the predicament we find ourselves in, or we can take responsibility for it and choose how we respond to things, which is all about resilience. But irrespective of all that, there'll be some things that do happen that have the capacity to create a mood, or an environment that creates a mood which is not necessarily consistent with high performance. And so we need to be really conscious of this. And it's one of the key things around self-awareness as part of EQ that leaders have to really be dialed in on, to making sure that the impressions we're creating constantly, because as I said yesterday, your team are watching every move and listening to everything you say. So the impressions we're creating are absolutely critical, because if we want high performance, then we have to create an environment and be, I guess, in a mood to help facilitate that high performance culture. And so this article that I shared, there was 12 key mood boosters, if you like, that can be done in under 10 minutes. And I thought, what a fantastic little exercise to be able to do and put in your kit bag, so that when you find yourself in a situation where perhaps your mood is not necessarily where it needs to be, or you need to up your mood and change your mood because you're about to go into a very serious conversation or a very important conversation, then you can use one of these strategies to then change your mood really quickly and get yourself prepared and get yourself into the zone to then hopefully be able to perform at your optimal level. And so I wanted to just briefly talk about these 12 and give you some thoughts around these, and just ask yourself as we go through these as well, how can you use these in your day-to-day activities? How can you use these, particularly now because if you're like most people, certainly in Australia and more particularly in Victoria, you're no doubt working from home and probably will continue to do so for the next probably 3 to 6 months, if not longer. And so the isolation, physical isolation, is going to continue to be there, which means we need to start thinking about strategies to keep ourselves up, keep ourselves connected with other people, and make sure that our mindset and our mood and the feelings we have are at the optimal level so that we can actually create better performance and high levels of performance. So let's talk about these 12, and hopefully there'll be one or two of these that you can take away and say, yep, I reckon I can do that. Or it may well be some things that you do already that is working for you, in which case, please continue to do those. These 12 may actually just be some things that are a refresher for you, or it may well be some things that you haven't thought about before that you could quite well add to your kit bag to help you increase your mood levels at the time that you need it. But also share these with your team as well, that if you find your team are not necessarily operating at their fullest potential, and they're not in the right mind space, then give them some ideas and share these with them, so hopefully they can use them themselves and therefore increase their mood levels when they choose to and when they need to. So we need to understand that stress and stuff that happens is a natural part of life. So negative emotions that I've talked about many times, that sometimes you wake up and you just don't feel it, you're not in the zone. And there's no real reason for it other than sometimes we can't control how we feel because there'll be things that happen that we have absolutely no control over. And it's one of those really interesting things about human behavior that it's often you can't necessarily control the way you feel. We can control our mindset, but we can't necessarily control how we feel. And I've talked about physiology and a way to move our body in order to move into a position where you can start to manufacture a feeling, but also understand that sometimes we just don't have any control over the feelings that we have, but we need to be able to recognize those. So if we can put these strategies into our kit bag, then we have an opportunity to increase our level of mood, and therefore we can start creating a feeling that we want, which hopefully combined with mindset can get us into a headspace and get us into a zone where we can get through a situation, get through a difficult conversation, get through a sales presentation, get through any situation that we need to, with the best result possible, hopefully at the end of it. So let's talk through each of these and think about as we go through these how you can use these in your own life and your own situation, but also pass these on to your team. So the first one is taking a deep breath. Now this is a really interesting one, and it's something that is, I find, quite overlooked by a lot of people. And if you think about it, a lot of AFL players now use this. It's a form of, I guess, instant meditation, but it's getting the body to slow down and take a deep breath, get a lot of air in and a lot of air out. So exhaling and inhaling for a minimum of 6 seconds each way enables us to slow ourselves down, and it actually enables our brain to catch up, our conscious mind to catch up. The other thing it does as well is enables us to become calmer. And through the natural breathing sequence of inhaling and exhaling deeply and slowly, it naturally reduces our level of stress and enables us to become more relaxed. And when you're more relaxed, you're more in a better position to then be able to execute on what it is that you need to do, whether it be a conversation, a presentation, or an activity you're about to get into. So think about how you can use deep breathing. And the great thing about that is you can use it anytime, anywhere. It doesn't need to be any specific spot, but anytime you're about to go into a difficult situation. Just take some time to breathe in and out on a deep level, and you'll be finding yourself naturally increasing your mood and getting ready for the situation that's about to be in front of you. Second one is taking some time to write in a journal. That could be a gratitude journal, it could be just be a diary, it could be an app on your phone, could be anything, but just sitting down and thinking about, well, what are the things that you have got in your head in terms of your thoughts? And it may well be that in order to get yourself into a better mood, what are you actually grateful for? What do you need to be thinking about that in this particular situation? What is something you can be hanging your hat on and you can think about in terms of, you know, what's happy about this situation? What do I like about this situation? How am I blessed to be in this situation? So writing in a journal gets it out of your head and gets it onto a piece of paper or onto an app. And you'd be amazed, because there's a lot of research that says that if you start writing things down that you're grateful for, then over time you start to train your brain to start thinking in a lot more positive way, and that will naturally increase your level of mood as well. The third one, it's sort of linked to this as well, and it's just be reflecting on what you're thankful for. And it could well be you want to write that down, or it could well be you're just thinking about that in terms of, what are you thankful for? What are you grateful for? Just thinking about all the accomplishments, and you might have really high expectations. And in all reality, you may not necessarily be hitting those expectations right now, but think about how far you've come. take some time just to reflect on, you know, how far you have come and what you have achieved, because, and be thankful for that, because not only it puts it into perspective, and we've got to always be careful not to compare ourselves with anybody else, but you've got to put it into perspective and say, you know what, I've actually done a really good job, and if my attitude is I'm exactly where I need to be, and I'm thankful for that, I'm thankful for the challenges, I'm thankful for the opportunities, I'm thankful for all the stuff that's happened, then if you can be grateful for that, then automatically that will actually enable your mood to start getting better, and you'll be in a better mind space to then take the next couple of steps, whether that be the next conversation or the next email or the next proposal you're about to write. So the fourth one is, if you want to boost your mood really quickly, watch something funny. Now, I was doing the workshop last week with resilience, and we were using Microsoft Teams, and every now and then the guys would actually send a comment through the chat box. But on top of that, they'd send little memes. And the little memes were really funny. There was Mr. Bean and a whole host of other things. And they were just little great little mood boosters, because if you're having a conversation, and sometimes you're having a serious conversation, and you need that comic relief. Now, there's nothing better than actually watching something funny, looking at a nice funny joke, listening to a great joke, or just having a great belly laugh. And it's not a case of laughing at your problems, but laughing at any situation. Not taking yourselves so seriously and just laughing and being happy releases endorphins from the brain and enables us to instantly change our mood. So if you use laughter as an opportunity to boost your mood, that is a fantastic one. And watching something funny, and if you've got a YouTube clip on your mobile, or you've got a favorite thing you've posted or you pinned on Facebook, just go to that and look at that over and over again, because that is a great way to boost your mood. So think about how you can be funny, how you can laugh more, and really embrace that, because that'll change your mood really, really quickly. The next one is, think about how you can change your environment. So if you're stuck at your desk, and this is what I see a lot of people right now working from home, they tend to be working longer hours, but they're not having as many breaks as they should. Now, one of the key things I work with clients on is you've got to make sure you're having a number of micro breaks throughout the day, and ideally having breaks every single hour without fail. And one a key part of that is to change your environment. So instead of sitting at your desk and going from one task to maybe then scrolling through Facebook, jump up, get outside, go and get some fresh air, do something different, or even take your laptop out for an hour and go and sit outside if you can, as long as it's not too sunny, and you can do that with the light. Go out and work outside for an hour and change the environment. All of a sudden you get a different feel, different vibe, and that has the capacity to change your mood really, really quickly. Along with that, take a coffee with you. Have a coffee break or a tea break. Again, it's interesting that the Industrial Revolution said that we need to have sort of work certain hours, and you get a half an hour lunch break or a 45 minute lunch break, and you get one break in the morning and one break in the afternoon. Really, we need to have more breaks than that. So take some time away. Give yourself time to have a coffee break, have a tea break, just have a water break, have a 5-10 minute break every hour. Do something that enables you to step away and have a cup of coffee, have an orange juice, whatever the case might be. But do something that enables you to change the environment, and at the same time give your body some replenishment. This is an interesting one. Number 7 is how to change your mood really quickly. And I've seen a lot of people do this, and if depends on how embarrassed you want to feel, of course, and that is strike a power pose. If you want to change your mood really, really quickly, get into a power position. Now, we talk a lot in coaching around archetypes and how to step into different archetypes to try and bring different attributes of that archetype into a situation. So you might go into a really detailed negotiation, and maybe a tough negotiation, and you need to bring sort of a warrior type approach to it. Other situations, you might need to be Superman or a superhero. So what sort of pose can you put in place to then change the way your mood is instantly? So if you're about to go into a presentation and it's really important and you want to make a great impression, then before you go into that, now I don't necessarily suggest you do that right outside the door of the boardroom you're about to walk into, but find a little spot, whether it be the bathroom or whatever, get into a cubicle and stand up like Superman with your chest out and your hands on your hips, knowing that underneath your shirt you've got a big S for superhero ready to go. So strike a pose. It's amazing how that makes you feel by doing that, and particularly if you're about to go into something really, really important where you need to really be on your game and you need to bring all your qualities to the table. Doing something like that, striking a power pose, is really, really powerful to enable your mood to change instantly. Number 8 is think about some short exercise. Now, I know people that do short exercise like quick sit-ups or quick push-ups. Now, I'm not suggesting you do this in the office, but think about how you can go for a brisk walk in under 10 minutes. You know what? One of the breaks we talked about, instead of having a coffee, go out and walk around the block for 10 minutes. Get some fresh air, take some phone calls, whatever it is, or leave your phone in the office, leave your phone at home and just go for a walk for 10 minutes. Do some exercise. Because one of the things we've noticed through isolation is people tend to be, first of all, eating more and getting less exercise. Now, with the restrictions in Victoria, it depends on where you're located. You can only travel under 5 kilometres from your home and exercise for 1 hour, and not many people are doing that. I know a lot of people are working from home and they're working incredibly long hours, but they're not actually giving themselves enough time to spend with themselves and getting the exercise that they need. Replenish the body, getting enough sleep, getting enough exercise, eating the right way. So look at how you can actually integrate exercise into your daily routine to enable your mood to change really, really quickly. And it doesn't have to be a big 30-minute run. It can just be a brisk walk, even to the letterbox and back, or go around the block, as I said, leave your phone back and then just go for a brisk walk. Number 9 is look at how you can meditate. Now, one of the things I've been doing recently, and if you haven't looked at this, I highly recommend it, is on YouTube, you can go into the Chopra Center 21 Days of Abundance Meditation, and he leads you through certain exercises around meditation on a daily basis, between 12 and 15 minutes around meditation, and it enables you to center your thoughts, actually change your mood, and get really ready for what you've got to do that particular day. So think about how you might be able to incorporate meditation into your daily activity, because going back to the very first one we talked about, deep breathing, that enables your body to be really centered, gives you a great thought process, and can help process some stuff to instantly change your mood, particularly if you're actually giving yourself time just to be centered and relaxed and spending some time, 10-15 minutes out of your day in order to do that. It's a fantastic way to get relaxed and to also boost your mood really, really quickly. Number 10, this is a really important one for all of us, particularly when we're in isolation, and if you don't necessarily have close family around, because I know a lot of people are actually single and hence operating in a sort of a really isolated environment, take some time to call a friend. Just call a friend and say g'day. Just have a bit of a yarn, whether that be on a Zoom call, using FaceTime, or just calling out via audio. Just call a friend. And just having a conversation with somebody is a great way to boost your mood, because when you do that, you're actually there for somebody else, because it may well be that they just needed to hear your voice at that particular time, even though you were calling them, hoping that they could help you boost your mood at that particular time. So look for opportunities where you can call a friend, and maybe it's a friend you haven't spoken to for a little while, but make that time, reach out to them, and you'll find your mood will increase really, really quickly. The last two really quickly is number 11, listen to an audiobook, or I've added here, listen to some upbeat music. Now, when I'm out walking every morning, I'll be listening to podcasts, but also I'll listen to a bit of Spotify as well in terms of some music, just to get into a mood for the day, and just to think when I'm not necessarily thinking about leadership stuff, I want to just actually relax. So I'll listen to some upbeat music as I'm walking. So think about what you can do and where you can do that, whether it be on an exercise or, you know, taking 10 minutes, 15 minutes to listen to a podcast, listen to this podcast, or listen to music, listen to something that can actually help you and make a contribution to the mood you're in. And the last one is, if you've got kids, you've got pets, take some time out to actually spend time with them and play with them. Just do something fun. It's not watching Netflix, it's not watching Prime Video, it's doing something, it's playing, if it's nice outside, going, you know, kick a footy, kick a soccer ball, play tennis, throw a ball, throw a boomerang, throw a football, whatever the case might be. Take the dog for a walk, or just sit and be present with them, not having to have anything really on the agenda, just be with them and play with them. That in itself will enable you to boost your endorphins and therefore boost the mood you're in. So hopefully they're 12 things that we can use, certainly when it comes to self-leadership, just some things that perhaps we don't necessarily focus on consciously, but they're things that you can actually do really, really quickly. And if you do this on a regular basis, if you feel your mood starting to go down, or you feel as if you need a bit of a break, go and do one of those things, and instantly you'll find that your mood has the capacity to get back on to where you need to be, to enable you to then get back into the zone and get ready for the next conversation, or the next proposal, or the next situation you find yourself in. So I hope that makes sense, hope that helps. And if I can help you at all, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com. We'll have a conversation about how I can help you take your sales leadership to the exceptional sales leadership level. So until next time, look at how you can incorporate one of those 12 mood boosters in your routine. And as you do that, you'll continue to move towards being that exceptional sales leader. All the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.